It's Bear Country 95.3, Tuesday morning, approaching 8 o'clock. And we get a visit from Mick at Montague Webworks. Last Tuesday morning, it was New Year's Day holiday. So I missed seeing you last week. So Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year's to you, too. And right. And the week before, which was Christmas Day.
That's right. It was just one of those years where the holidays...
It all falls on...
We get on our Tuesday.
Our Tuesday, you and me.
So how's the new year going so far for you?
So far, it's doing pretty good. Yeah, I mean, business is beginning to pick up. January is always a busy month for someone in my business because people are thinking about their websites and, you know, what they want to do, and it's part of their New Year's resolution. Oh, this year I'm finally going to either fix it up or set one up.
Yeah, maybe businesses saying, you know, in 2013, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, exactly. So they're, you know, they're taking the leap for it, and it's a good thing for me and for them.
Good for them, yeah.
So that's actually what I want to talk about today is you out there, you. Yes, you, drinking your coffee at home. You've got a business. Part of your January strategy, I think, should be to look at your website. And not just you sitting down. Get someone that you know, that you trust, their opinion, you know, a business associate, and say, take a look at my website and tell me what you think, not just what it looks like, but what it's saying about your business, and see if that jibes with what your business actually is. I mean, maybe you've changed your mission a little bit, or maybe it wasn't really set up right the first time. Or maybe it just, you know, is outdated or whatever. But
because nothing's in stone.
Nothing's in stone. In the web, I mean, there is no actual physical anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even on paper that you could print a new copy of. It's all just very, very fluid, especially if the website is a database-driven website like the ones that I build. You could just log in and change, you know, anything about it, really. So that's my advice. The other thing... And I don't want to mention any names, but he knows who I'm talking about. A new client, I'm building his business website, has a larger problem than building a new website, and that is the phone number. And this is a really interesting thing I just want to talk about for a minute. He had a Comcast account and canceled it. So that released that phone number that he had back into the pool of all the phone numbers. Because, you know, the number that you have now, someone else had before you got it, right? And
well, this might be a message for not just businesses, but everybody.
For everybody. Especially if you just got a new number or if you closed an account and you opened up, you should do a search on Google or your favorite engine, Yahoo or whatever. Type in your phone number and see what comes up. And for this person, it's so severe that the company that now owns the number that he had are getting so many calls because that number has been around for so long, and there's literally hundreds of pages out there.
Web pages
out there like Magna, Business Central, and Yahoo listings, and all the places that list businesses. You know, if you do a search for a business, if they don't have a website, you get all these other things, yellowpages.com, etc. Hundreds of pages out there that still list that phone number with my client and not with the people that now own it.
Oh boy.
And they're so annoyed about this thing that they actually took him to small claims court, which is why I'm not going to say any names or anything because of what's going on. But it's pretty severe, and he had to pay a pretty hefty fine and, you know, hire me because he doesn't know how to do it, go out there and make all these changes out there. And it's almost absurd, but it's...
Okay, so another situation where, you know, what's online isn't necessarily in stone. We can do some things
absolutely
to fix it.
Some things take a little bit longer because you got all these different websites out there and they all have a different way of getting in touch with the owners of the website. Maybe you could log in and make modifications. Maybe you have to call them. Maybe you have to write them a letter, you know, or something. It's really... And some of them, there may not actually be a human that actually runs it. It's just something that's there, and you gotta, you know, hope that eventually it goes away.
Mick over at Montague Webworks, of course, not just building websites, but also helping people on the internet with problems like this.
That's right. If you need help with that, give me a call.
Very good. Montague Webworks, a part of our 30% store online at the Bear website, bear953.com. You can actually purchase gift certificates for Mick's business, Montague Webworks, and get those certificates at a 30% discount. So save when you're building that new website, when you're getting some work done. Again, a happy new year to you.
Happy new year to you, too. May 2013 be everything you want it to be.
Sounds great.